Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with American Legion Post 165 and Indianola Commander James Sullivan, as well as Joe Moody, about the Memorial Day service and parade on Monday.
2021 Indianola Memorial Day service by the American Legion. First of all, talk to us a little bit about what this day means, and for those who maybe didn't get a chance to see.
Memorial Day is to honor those fallen in combat, defending this country and giving us this freedom so we can have a program like this. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's about honoring those veterans who served for us
and died in service. Because the difference between Veterans Day, which is all veterans living and deceased, Memorial Day is for those that were deceased during combat or during service. During service is probably the best thing, not during combat.
Commander Sullivan, we talked last year, and it wasn't a bad thing, but a lot less people due to circumstances going on around the world. What did it mean to see this many people back out again?
No, this is great, because anyway, the parade and the whole thing, it's just nice to see people out and all remembering those who have served for us.
Well, when I talked to Joe, he talked a lot about bringing everybody together during the parade, and it felt like there was a lot of different organizations here today, and it felt like everyone knew the message of the day.
Yes, it did, and we've been working on this since in March, getting it organized, and it's been a real trip, really. I'm glad it all turned out great, and we had the turnout in no bad weather.
Absolutely. That's, I think, one of the big things, too. Talk a little bit about, I know American Legion puts this together. There are some local service members, I believe, that join in. We talked a little bit about that last year.
Yes. Just if you're a veteran and you wanted to get involved, we got you in here somewhere and got you involved. The high school band came out, and they led the parade with the honor guard, and it was just great.
Well, talk a little bit about not only the people who are here for the parade, but then came to the cemetery as well, see the salute and the taps and the raising of the flag.
First of all, the American Legion donates a flag to the cemetery every year. This year, we donated the flag, but it was in honor of a non-service member, but Charlie Homer was the groundskeeper here, and he passed this past year. So this flag was to honor him, and we got a brand new flag up there for him this year. So we're ready to go for another year.
So, well, I talked with Commander Sullivan about what it meant to see everybody out here. What did that make you feel when, not only for the parade, but then for the cemetery service?
I think probably any veteran who has served has a special feeling for today. I know that other people, I'm not saying that they don't have, but after you've served and after you've been in the service, and especially if you've served in situations where they're kind of scary, I think this kind of thing, it means a whole lot to you. It's deeper than just being kind of patriotic. It's deeper than that. It's very rewarding, and it's very honoring. And as I say, I guess we are so honored to be able to do this for our comrades. There are no words to express how a person feels deep down with this.
Absolutely. Well, what did it mean to see the organization show up, not only, like I said, just for the parade, kind of see the community come together a little bit too? And I think the message of the day was still what everyone, or what you were trying to make the message.
Well, that's it. I mean, it is these people obviously have a feeling of loyalty for their country, and hopefully this enhanced that. Today, especially the way things are and the way this country is divided, something like this hopefully will bring our citizenry together with a common sense of community and patriotism. And I think that's important.
Thanks to American Legion Post 165 Commander James Sullivan and Joe Moody for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.